Dr. Vincent Harding, a griot falls. In West African society, a griot holds a special, almost sacred place in the life of a nation. That's because he is one who holds in memory the history of the nation, its battles, its struggles, its kings and its counselors. He sings such tales of the nation's past and is thus a teacher. His life's memory is so precious that when he dies, he is not buried, but placed in the hollow of a tree to stand as the nation stands. A legendary historian and figure of history, Dr. Vincent Harding has become an ancestor. In his youth, he was an assistant of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he had so much clarity and influence that he wrote one of King's most controversial and groundbreaking speeches, the Radical Oration of Riverside Church, where King denounced capitalism, racism, and the war in Vietnam. Dr. Harding wrote, "There is a river, the black struggle for freedom in America," a beautifully written work of a man who played a part in that struggle. His writing is so passionate that one could not help but be engaged in the flow of his narrative. He also wrote The Inconvenient Hero, a work on Dr. King, which shows his struggles, his growth, and his betrayal by those who claim to be among his followers. Dr. Harding, when a young scholar activist, helped found the Institute of the Black World, which published pamphlets, articles, and books on the struggles facing black people and the growing, burgeoning black power movement. The IBW did a direct mail newsletter, Monthly Review, and a newspaper column called Black World Views, which discussed those ideas. With his wife, Rosemarie, Vincent left Chicago in 1960 to establish the Mennonite House in Atlanta, a place for rest, rejuvenation, and reflection on anti-war ideas during the early years of the anti-war movement. Reverend Dr. Vincent Harding was a griot, telling the tales of the black nation. His instrument was his keen mind, his typewriter, and his books, written with the loving lyrics of black country gospel. He returns to the essence after 86 winters, but his sweet music of the history of black resistance continues to resonate. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.